What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with Amazing Race Exit Interview, and it's a big one today. We're going to talk with the latest team eliminated from the Amazing Race. It's going to be Rex Ryan and his good friend Tim got eliminated, and joining me, as always, Jessica Leese. Jess, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Rob, but I'm not doing as well as you. Like, you are so excited right now.
Well, I am a little extra nervous for this one today to talk to Rex Ryan. I was so pumped up to find out that he was going to be on this season, to know that we were going to come to this moment, Jess, to have the exit interview with Rex to talk about it all. We were hoping that he would go further into the season, but ultimately just two and done.
Yeah, I mean, sooner than we would have liked, but you get to talk to Rex Ryan. What's bad about that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got to talk about Rex Ryan and everything that happened in episode number two with Mike Bloom earlier today. We're recording those Amazing Race recaps first thing on Thursday morning. So look for that as well in your podcast feed for a full recap of this episode. And of course, that's at robisthewebsite.com. And then you can watch the video of this at robisthewebsite.com/YouTube. So let's go ahead and bring in our exit interview with Rex and Tim. Hey, Rex. Hey, Tim. This is Rob and Jessica for Rob Has a Podcast. And I got to say, this is a great honor. No professionalism today that Rex, I had to put my Jets stuff on. I'm sorry, Tim. I know you're a Bills fan, but I don't feel bad for you because your team's in a much better shape than mine is. But yeah, this is a real pleasure to get to talk to you both. Not after 2 weeks, but as a Jets fan, I'm used to the season ending quickly. Okay. So I know what you mean. Anyway, so tell us the story. Who came up with the idea to go on the Amazing Race?
Well, I think CBS kind of floated it out there that they wanted me and my brother to do it together. And obviously my brother couldn't do it because he was coaching there was no way he couldn't get free during that time. So I kind of just floated it out to Tim. And then he's like, you know, Tim, go ahead. Why don't you tell the story?
So we were on the 11th hole of the golf course that we play at. And Rex said, hey, they asked my brother and I to be on the Amazing Race. So I said to him, he said, well, if my brother can, I have an alternate because my brother's still coaching. I said, do you care to share who that alternate is? He said, yeah, Jew, you dummy. So I said to him, and this is honest to God, I said, we call my mother-in-law Yaya because it's Greek for grandma. And she lives with us. So I said to Rex, well, you know, that's like Yaya's show. Like, she has not missed a single episode season from day one. Like, this is like her, she looks forward to the show every time, every season it comes on. So Rex said, well, my brother's out, you're in. So sure enough, I came home and I said, I think I'm going on the Amazing Race with Rex. And then we went through all the process and sure enough, we ended up on the Amazing Race.
So how did you then have to do a huge crash course in Amazing Race to get prepared? What kinds of things did you do to get ready?
I know Rex learned how to drive stick. We did that together. A friend of mine has a Jeep and he has stick. I'm in law enforcement. So rather than using GPS, I was using maps, trying to figure out where I was going when I was working. And then Rex lost 50 pounds. Go ahead, Rex, tell them how you lost the 50 pounds.
So I ended up, I knew I'd be in trouble but I never realized how much. So I started running and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, cause I guess you always think that you can still do things you did when you were a kid. And I was like, I certainly couldn't run. So I was like, man, I barely made it a mile the first day. But after a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I was running 3.5 miles a day. So I, you know, the weight started falling off. I was dieting and exercising just to try to stay up. I didn't want to be the weak link, even though I'm sure, you know, I ended up being that. But like Tim is a former powerlifting champion. And he runs marathons. He's clearly in shape for his job. He works out every single day. And I'm like, dang, he's going to, you know, and trust me, they never showed it, but I was an anchor for him. Some he's ready to go. I'm like, oh, hey dude, slow up. You know, one of those deals. Cause you have to be together. You can't be more than like 20 feet apart. So, you know, I had to slow him down a little bit, but so that's kind of how I started. Tim talked about how I learned how to drive stick. Tim did a great job of navigating, learning how to navigate. Unfortunately, he couldn't navigate in German. You know, like that was nothing prepares you for that. But it was good. But we did try. Like we tried to get ready for it. We watched a ton of the old episodes and even watched a year's worth together. So, you know, the bad thing is we're like, okay. Yeah, you're going to have to do that. I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I was saying I can't do that on all of the things. Tim was like, and then we find out you have to do them, you know? So if anybody asks why I yodel, well, that's why. Because you basically got to split them up 50-50. And that's the only reason I yodeled.
So you both watched so much Amazing Race to get ready for this, reviewing all the game film. Are you going to keep watching the Amazing Race now? Did you really fall in love with the show?
Oh, absolutely. I'm definitely going to.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a thing that I do with my mother-in-law. So we're going to continue to keep watching it. We watch it every Wednesday together. And that's kind of like our tradition.
You think it'll be different to watch it now that you've been on it? Like, are you going to be watching and thinking, oh, if that had been my leg, we would have won. We would have been fine.
Well, it's kind of hard not to do that. I think everybody does that now. But if anyone ever got the bells again, I would say I still cannot do that.
Yeah, this was kind of a tough leg for the two of you because it was really that both of those tasks that you ended up having to participate in were both sort of like music adjacent and that didn't seem to be your strong suit. Do you think that if you would have maybe run into some different tasks that you two would have had a shot at this thing?
Yeah, I think so. I really do. And I know I've talked to some of the people before that we were teammates with, or that we were running the race with. And there's some where you're like, oh man, that would have been right up our alley. But, but this clearly was tough because you had, you know, two musical things. Here's the problem. Tim and I, neither one of us ever played an instrument, never did anything. I was in, like, if you had music class in high school, I was in music appreciation. You know what I mean? Like, if we're the guy that can't do anything, that was me. And unfortunately, you know, Tim never had the real music background either. So, yeah, that was definitely not good for us.
Well, when you got to the detour, was there any part of you that considered doing the dance, or even after you'd been in the bells, did you consider switching at any point?
You know, that's kind of like the other teams that we went up against, everyone had a dance background and then you had the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. We knew that everybody was going to pick the dance competition. If they were going to judge us off of that, we thought the bells were going to be our better chance because we were not going to be able to keep up with anybody with a dance background.
Yeah. But I will say this, Tim at one point during the bells said, man, like he goes to him, I got a better chance of playing that. And he's pointing to the guy with the accordion than I do doing these bells. And he goes, maybe we should switch. But by then, there was no way. We knew the other team had to already be there and doing it. I was like, the only chance we got is to somehow hit this thing. But yeah, and it's funny, when we read the thing, I was like, all these guys, like Tim mentioned about the background, but I go, you know, I can dance my ass off though. Like I can actually dance, but I was like, there's no way, like they're going to compare us with these other group. And then of course you got the, you know, we'd have to rock, paper, scissors on who's going to do the girl part or the guy part. You know what I mean? Like, okay, no, you're doing the twirling or whatever it would have been. So when I watched that thing, I'm like, I could have just seen us doing it. It would have been better for laughs of the show had we have done that.
Yeah.
But they should have made us do it, you know?
Now, I know you don't always know, how far ahead teams are at the end of the Amazing Race, but do you know how close you were to the team that finished ahead of you?
We did not. We kind of had an idea after so many attempts and so many times when we saw that clue and we grabbed our last clue. We saw there was one clue behind us. So we knew that we were ahead of one team, and we knew it was the cheerleaders because they still haven't showed up to the yodeling.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew when we were ringing them bells that we were just there so long and we got lost and we lost the clue. We knew that they were nipping at our
heels. Didn't see that part.
Yeah. So we knew that they were close, and we knew that they were going to get the dance really, really quick.
Well, I want to hear more about getting lost because we really didn't see much about that. How long did you end up driving around?
I would say it was probably 15, 20 minutes extra that. And then the fact that we lost our clue. So, I mean, we were running through a market. We were running down the parking ramp. They didn't show it, but there was a reflector on the parking ramp that was yellow and red. And Rex and I are rubbing the reflector on the parking ramp. The clue was in there, trying to peel it off. There were some other things that I turned around while Rex was driving. And I said, Rex, that's the parking ramp behind us. We drove a little bit on a bike path. We had to get to the parking ramp there. So it was definitely a little bit more adventurous that they didn't show. But all in all, I would say it was probably a total of being lost was probably an extra 45, 50 minutes.
So we saw that you two had a good relationship with Michael and Marcus. Were there any other teams that you felt like that you were hitting it off with?
Michael and Marcus would have been our first team. The second team, Rich and Dom, they were really they were good. You know, we stood next to them in line, as you saw in the beginning when we were all running to our cars. And then everyone now, so it's kind of hard to say because everyone's so nice. But I would say probably Lewis and Lewis. Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably them too.
Have you been in touch much since the race ended? You have like a group chat or something?
We do have a little group chat that we're on. I, of course, half the time don't know how to get on it, but but Tim's got us on there every now and then.
Yeah. Now, Rex, CBS reached out to you to do the Amazing Race. We know you're always great on TV and reality TV from Hard Knocks. Would you consider any other reality TV shows?
Yeah, if Tim goes with me, I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Maybe not Naked and Afraid with Tim. But, yeah. You know what? I just enjoy life. And when you get opportunities, like this Amazing Race really is an amazing opportunity to spend time with one of your best buds and going around the world. Like, why wouldn't you do that? You know, I've run with the Bulls before in Spain. I've done, you know, different things. And, you know, when it's my time to leave this, when it's my time to leave Earth, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to try things. And even though I'm up there in age, you know, I'm 59 years old. There's so much more that you want to do. And if you get some crazy opportunity, why not?
So what's number one on your bucket list then, Rex?
Oh man. I really don't know. Like, I've swum with sharks. I've done all kinds of stupid things, you know, but yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, we'll see down the road, but I'm always up for pretty much anything.
Okay. Well, again, this was such an honor to talk to you both today here. This was so fun. We were so thrilled when we saw that you're going to be part of the cast. I'm sad it didn't work out. Look, Rex, if you have some time, please call Robert Sala again and please get this defense straightened out.
You know what? I do talk to him quite a bit. I talk to him about once a week and his team's going to be decent. It's just going to take a little time. This year is all about the development of the quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. From your lips to God's ears, Rex. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. All the best. Okay. All right.
Our pleasure.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right, Jess, there you go. Rex, Ryan, and Tim.
Great guys. I really loved having the chance to chat with them.
Yes. Jess, you know, you were really good on the exit interview, coming in quick, because I was like, so you were had great questions, especially today. And I was just wanted to only just ask questions about the Jets. So thank you for keeping the podcast professional today.
Well, that's why you have me here.
Yes. Keep me grounded. All right. But that was really exciting for me that I think about my dad. I think he would have been really getting a kick out of this today. So this was a fun one for me here. Not to say that they're not all fun, but this one was a little extra special for me today.
No, I totally get it, Rob. Mm-hmm. That you were a little bit starstruck.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. All right. So really appreciate it. And again, you know, I say this a lot with the different exit interviews we do. When somebody is kind of like a big deal, like they could blow off the exit interviews. Like, you know, Rex Ryan probably doesn't, he doesn't need to sit and do a bunch of Amazing Race exit press today. So I always think it's cool when people who don't need to do the exit press, like, go through the whole interview process.
Well, I can't remember the last time we got big timed by Amazing Race contestants. Yeah, Rob.
Yes,
they're usually pretty happy to talk to us.
It's pretty rare that it happens. So we, don't even need to think about it. But anyway, Jess, we've got our recap. Everybody should go check that out. What else is coming up for you?
I've been very focused on Amazing Race. We just wrapped up Amazing Race Canada over on reality TV. We're Hap-Ups. There may be some additional coverage coming soon. I'm still working that out. But then over on Post Show Recaps, I am covering Walking Dead with the usual Walking Dead panel, and season 11C premieres this Sunday night. We will be there to recap all of it. Very exciting stuff.
I can't believe there's any number season C.
I can't believe it either, Rob, mm-hmm. because
that's not really a thing.
It's not a thing. But it is the final. They're saying it's the final season. It's not really, because there's spinoffs, but, you know, Walking Dead Prime is on its last legs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, Jess, we're just getting started here with the Amazing Race 34. We'll be back with more Amazing Race coverage next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.